Log Talk Radio. It's, I don't know what day is anymore, people. But I'm gonna bring Ontario Seed back tonight. Yay. And I'm gonna bring her on. Tonight's gonna be good because I'm calling out something that has been pissing me off all day, so here you go.
On the air? Am I on? Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, I guess what at camp I'm at? I'm at the enemy camp right now, and it said here, somebody in chat room says, Personally, I love Jason's reaction today when he saw, like, what did they say? Oh God, I lost it now. But it says personally that they love Jason's reaction today when the EMT said that she's not dead but alive and stuff. And then, oh my God, you know what? They said there, and then I was listening to one of their radio shows that said, oh, the next 2 weeks is going to be really emotional for, oh, okay, thanks. That there's going to be a real emotional for Jason and Sam in the next 2 weeks. Bunch of bull crap. Fucking shit. You know what?
And you know what?
What the
Yeah, and that's
heck?
why I'm
You know,
calling
but it was
out.
funny. Jason
That's
thinks
what.
this. You know what? Can I just say this? Somebody on ABC message board said that his reaction, it was nothing compared to his reaction when Robin got bombed, when Robin almost got blown up. And I have to
When did
agree.
Robin get blown up again?
I was laughing when she got blown up back in almost blown up back in like 90,
Okay.
97 or 98 or something. But he had it, that was nothing compared to his reaction to Jasam or to Sam. To spam, sorry.
So no, I just want to say a couple of things. And remember, people, the call-in number is 347-850-8721. We are missing a message here tonight. Allie is busy. She's not going to be on the show tonight, which is really breaking everyone's hearts. And
Which one did you make it from?
what?
The bag? Oh, crap.
And
Oh,
so,
okay. Hold on,
yeah,
I'll
you
change it.
guys, okay, I am,
That's good.
you know, I am so sick of Zay Salmon. You know what? I'm just really upset because, you know, Zeke is not gonna die. People, Zeke is not gonna die. So the Samus, why don't you go? Go out in your little play thing.
Oh,
And why
God.
don't you go play with someone your own age and stop attacking Lazon fans? I am so sick and tired of you guys, you know, thinking, oh, Becky's back, but no, Lazon will never happen. You know what, you guys were never supposed to re-happen. The
And you
only
know
reason you
what?
guys did.
And even if it was to, and I don't believe it, that Jake were to die, wouldn't it bring them closer together? Even if that were the case. do I say something?
Yeah. You know what? I think we will see the rewrite pretty soon. But no, I am just fucking sick of this family wanting to come and knock us down for the past 2 years. Okay, you guys, let me see. You know what? You girl Kimo cannot even act. Rebecca can act circles around you. And so don't you dare. Deal. Attack Becky or Lazon. Oh, you really have me to deal with? Because I'm getting really sick of you guys sit. You know, why don't you go on the playground and go play with,
So, have you heard,
someone.
excuse me, I'm burping on the air. Sorry, people. I'm drinking a smoothie right now. So, the rumors better not be true that oh my God, what am I doing on the Jassam? I'm supposed to be in your guys' and our
chat. Yeah, why is that talking
to
you?
Okay, sorry.
Okay, but why is Big Mad Espresso? So how can he heal Jocelyn? Exactly, Tanya. That's exactly the fucking point. You know, all these rumors about, you know, oh, we have another caller. Yay! Hello, you.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm so giddy right now. I'm y'all talk your GH. I am so on a Gossip Girl high right now. It's not even funny.
Oh, what happened to Gossip Girl? Okay. Dan and Blair,
right? Kissed. Dan and Blair kissed. I'm so happy.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. I just finished watching last week's episode today. They'll fuck it up. I know it. But right now I'm happy because they're going on hiatus for 7 weeks.
I know.
So.
Damn it.
But at least one of my couples is kind of getting together. So. I'm sorry.
I'm just, you know what? The last time a show
gave me butterflies in my stomach. I have been like, today it's tonight. Are they going to kiss? Are they going to kiss? And I was like,
I'm actually getting on that. I'm actually starting to like them too.
Oh, I love them. I love them. I mean, I know that Chuck and Blair are very popular, but
yeah,
to me, instead of the writers cherishing what they had in the chemistry that Ed and Leighton have, it's like they've done everything in their power to destroy them. And for me, they're very unrootable. I just can't root for Chuck and Blair. Maybe if they're apart for a while and they redeem them, maybe I can go back to rooting for them. But right now, I'm too much on a Dan and Blair high that I can't
but
even.
Is it Dan's the one that has feelings for her right now, right? Or does Blair have
certain?
Well,
they're both just trying to deny it because they both hated each other for so long. And I think it's like, wait a minute. We're not supposed to like each other, you know, but I think that the writers have put so much careful thought into the buildup of these two that I think it would be a shame if they just dropped it, you know. So we'll see what happens, but right now I'm very happy. So go back to talking whatever you were talking about. I'm sorry.
I think we were talking about how I was just asking if the rumors are floating around there still about Jake or whatever. I hope not.
You know what? Jake is not going to die, and you guys are going to be so fucking unhappy with yourself when the rumors are, you know, not even true, okay, people? Did Sam have a little baby in the oven in February? Oh, February and hey.
I was laughing.
Did that happen? Did that happen, Alexa Sam fan? Did that happen, you crazy delusional bitch?
I was laughing at
the rumor about Jake started. The thing was on DD about they want Jake to die because then there's no more, in their mind, there's no more connection between Jason and Elizabeth. They still have a connection, no matter what.
Yeah, there's always a connection with them, too.
I guess Steve tweeted that he has a real emotional storyline coming up, and somebody on Twitter said that they think maybe it's Michael getting HIV.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Really?
That's what their speculation is. But
really?
I don't know. I haven't read any.
They need another HIV. Well, I mean, then that would have to bring Robin into the story, too.
Well, and apparently,
you know?
I don't know. I'm so overloaded with spoilers on these shows that
I know. I'm not even really watching the show, so I'm just going to take these spoilers with a grain of salt. Even with the Jake thing, you know, I mean, why would you want to kill off a baby just to root for another one? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to us.
It makes sense for them, but it doesn't make any sense for the viewers that watch the show. So you mean to have to sacrifice another child just to play favors to another couple's
baby?
I'm not sure
they see it that way. They may think it's just it's drama, and it may, for them, it may springboard into longer, you know, future storylines or whatever. I don't know. I'm not.
That's what we thought.
Probably
you know.
Be proud of me. I'm personally not believing the rumors about Jake. I'm being positive.
Yeah,
so
I know. Me too.
Just gonna,
because
I'm just
gonna,
so
that poor kid.
Be proud of me.
That poor kid.
I haven't
has
been on Twitter a lot, and I haven't been
online
a lot this week because I had stuff going on. So.
Yeah, me too. Believe me too. I've had a lot of stuff going on in my life. My father being
oh,
in the hospital.
Dad?
And oh, yeah, he's doing okay. Well, what happened was, it was Monday night. He was not acting.
No,
he was acting
Tuesday
very
night.
Strangely. No, it was Monday night. It was Monday. I remember it was Monday night. It was Monday night.
No, because it was Allie's show.
Yeah, he fell on Tuesday because you had to get off the phone.
Wednesday. He was in the hospital. It was Monday night, Carly, that he went in there, actually Monday night at 9 o'clock. And it was Tuesday at 2 in the morning. I didn't get home till 3 in the morning on Tuesday. He was admitted in the hospital. And he had a bronchitis, had a fever 101. And the doctor said that that's probably why he was acting all strangely. He wasn't eating anything.
Oh, yeah,
and
he had a fever. Oh, yeah.
And he got,
yeah,
I got,
really
I was getting him in the shower. I was getting him in the shower that night, and I was holding on to him really tight. And then as he was getting out, he totally fell over, and he was being feeble. Like, I was like, oh my God, what did I do? Was it because of the medicine I wasn't giving to him as often as I should, or what he was acting so bad? And then the hospital I took him at, where they're not, it's not a very great hospital. I should have taken him to this other hospital. They don't even know what the heck, none of the nurses know what the heck they're talking about. I was asking, well, how is his bronchitis? They're like, oh, he's got bronchitis. Basically, they're just there to, yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
And then the ortho doctor was going to come in on the weekend and look at his shoulder, but they said he was on vacation. They could come whenever they want, so they released him on Saturday and everything. So, and I'm never, ever, ever, ever in my life going to take him there again. So, yeah.
Well,
but I mean, and now I'm going through to get them released. Now I'm going through something else to have them release his medical records to his regular doctor for me to go do a follow-up appointment. So now I have to go fax a paper over there to them, get a power of, you know, a health care power of attorney that I have, and do all that shit, man.
Oh, wow.
Damn it, you know.
Oh, it's not one thing, it's another, right?
I know, it's another
thing. You
know
what? I know.
I just want some couple of mine on some show. I want my, not reality, but I want my, you know, my shows or something to go good for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
Dan
and Blair.
Yeah, that's why I'm so giddy about Dan and Blair. I mean, you know, because at least it's one couple, you know.
At least it's one couple. Like I said earlier,
they're going to fuck it up royally. But
I know.
At least right now we have this happy moment, so.
I was laughing, though, on Friday. It was nice to laugh. Friday's episode, I watched on YouTube with Jason seeing Sam. I started laughing. I started laughing
well,
because
today was supposed to be pretty funny too, because apparently Jason's not falling apart, but Sam got
like,
hurt. So
you know,
they were freaking out.
You know, I said on the top of the hour. Somebody said on ABC message board too. He wasn't as emotional when Robin got. Remember when Robin got almost got blown up?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Jason
God. He was very emotional.
He was very emotional. Like he wanted to die with her or something or whatever. Jason was not. No way was he like that. You know,
people are gonna see what they want to see. You know, I mean, we all do.
We should like go on. Somebody should go on YouTube and compare, like, get the Robin and Jason clip and the Jason and Sam clip and see which one's better and vote on it.
If you're gonna do that, then go ahead and do it because I don't know how to do all that stuff.
Some people do that. They compare, like, there's a YouTube on YouTube where they compare, there's Sam and Lee's on, like, the best,
they have too much
like,
time
kisses
on their
or whatever. I know. Like,
co-host.
Okay. Yes?
Co-host,
what?
Are you in the room yet, Sabum?
Why?
Are
no,
you,
I'm not in chat.
Because,
I haven't logged in yet. Why?
I would just want to
I
see everyone.
I had a hard time getting on.
Why do you want me in the chat? You want me to go in the chat room?
I'm in the chat room.
Oh, okay, let me sign in. Okay, hold on. Okay,
I'm so excited. I'm shaking because I'm so excited. It's just not ridiculous. It's a fictional TV show, for God's sake.
I know.
I'm 38 years old. These people are too young for me anyways, and I'm just shaking.
You're like me. I do the same thing.
Oh,
it's like
God.
A Vampire Diaries or whatever. You know, it's funny. I'm still a kid at heart. I love going to see teen movies. I don't know. I have nieces.
I'm a teeny bopper girl.
I know, me too.
I was in my 20s
yeah.
and I was watching Dawson's Creek. And I was
me
like,
too.
This
me
is
too.
Ridiculous.
I know,
and, you know,
me too.
I'm not into the Vampire
yeah.
Diaries like you guys are, but, I mean, I would definitely watch it if Damon and Elena got together. But I can't stand Stefan. I'm sorry. I'm sorry
I know.
To offend anybody, but I just, I've never liked that guy. I know he was on Guiding Light, but he played Tommy
That's...
in Everwood. And
oh,
I loved
okay.
Everwood, and I hated him on that show. Anybody that got between my Ephraim and my Amy, I hated. I hated Madison, too. Of course, she's on Chuck now, but... but anyway, so... I digress.
Yeah, well, it's easy to digress mm-hmm. from just certain things, you know?
Well... I just love my teeny bopper shit. Like the only adult relationship that I actually ship. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I need to start shipping more adult relationships. You know,
well, you know what? I don't know. I fell in love with this one show over the weekend or last week. It's called Being Human, the BBC one. I like the mm-hmm. USA version, but the BBC one.
Oh, I love British shows. They are so good.
Oh, that you should see that. That is like it's like really good, and you could catch on YouTube like the seasons on YouTube
Did you ever watch Coupling?
No, I haven't. I've heard
love
about
Coupling.
It. Really?
I mean, everybody said it was just a ripoff of Friends, and I thought it was actually better than Friends.
See, they
British
yeah.
TV can get away with a lot more than we
yes,
can.
Yes, they
America.
Can, and
so
they're better. Their sense of humor.
Oh yeah, and I loved there was the main couple was Steve and I can't remember the girl's name, but I loved oh crap, what was her name that I loved? I loved he was the stupid one. I
oh,
can't
really?
Even remember their names. Sally and Patrick. They were my favorites. They were the secondary couple. They were kinda like Monica and Chandler.
Oh
but,
really? Yeah, I love
yeah,
Monica
but
and Chandler.
She was neurotic
nice.
And I could relate to that because I'm totally neurotic too in certain areas, so I could totally relate to her.
Who was that just burped? That wasn't me or hiccuped. Somebody hiccuped. That was Carly.
Me.
did you see that Becky was on Twitter and she said somebody asked her if there's any scenes with her and Steve coming up and she said yeah.
Who, Becky?
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
I think they were speculating. I think they're speculating about the Jake thing because of Steve saying he has a really emotional storyline coming up,
yeah.
and apparently it's going to be very hard for him to do. And I thought, well, I could see where a kid dying would be very hard for Steve because I don't think he would like that as being a father
yeah.
in real life.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm being positive. I think it's, you know, I think
yeah,
it's
me too. I think
fans
like you
that just want Jake to die, and I think that those rumors are running rampant, and
oh,
we really
God.
Don't
why
know
would,
what's
why
going
would
to happen.
You wanna...
so. I think it would make more sense if it was Aiden.
Yeah, I know, but then he's not. He doesn't have any emotional tie to him, though. You know, does he?
Well, that's
maybe
true.
I don't.
That's
you
true.
Know,
that's
I don't
true.
Know.
But we don't.
But like
know
you
that
said, maybe it has something to do with Michael. You know, they could start another HIV storyline if they wanted to with this generation.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I'm not so sure I believe that either because I'm not sure they want to have two viable characters.
I know. Yeah. Well, or maybe it has something to do with Jassam, because I was on the Jassam radio. I was listening to a little bit from last week, Friday, and they said that the host was like, it's not about Jake. Why is this about Jake? This is going to be about Jassam the next 2 weeks. That's where his emotional story is going to be. It's going to be about her and him. Why would that be so emotional? What is going to be so emotional about them two?
Because the bitch is going to go deaf. For 2 days. Yay! We don't have to hear his squeaky little annoying voice. Yay! Bye.
I don't know. I just don't understand the appeal of this couple.
I don't think that
couple.
Would be really emotional for him either.
Yeah, I
mean,
know. I don't get the appeal to this couple. I don't know. I'm so tired of even... I'm so tired of even just like going over
them.
My mind, saying it in my mind, that name to Sam or Jason and Sam. I'm just so tired.
Them.
Yeah, it's just like there's nowhere to go with this couple, and I think the writers know that there is anything. That's why they're writing so sloppy for them. Even the previews. It's not about Sam. It's about Brendan. The promos
mm-hmm.
that I've been watching, it's not about Sam or anything. It's about Sonny and his reaction. Maurice Bernard has some good scenes in these promos. And, you know, Jason is in there. I haven't seen no promos with Sam and Jason. So maybe the emotion could be about Brenda, too. The emotion could be about Brenda as well, because they're really good friends, or I don't know. You know,
I don't know. Who knows?
I know. Only people that know are. I don't even think the. Maybe the actors do know. I think they only get skipped up a few weeks, anyways.
Well, I just want to say I saw. I didn't watch Friday. I'm just over my last Tuesday when the bomb went off. For me, it felt like they went back 10 years, and it was kind of interesting because the same. You know, all the same people were there when Lily, the bomb went off on Lily. But I loved how Luke and Sonny are having most scenes together. I'm personally
mm-hmm.
thinking that is so great.
That's
and I love.
And I wish they were.
You know, and I love how Luke handed Sonny something which I don't remember. But then, he turned around and the explosion happened. And I'm thinking, Luke was there when Lily, when Lily exploded too. And I'm thinking, you know, well, and the thing I didn't see coming was Suzanne and Theo being husband and wife. I'm like, wow. And, oh, yeah, Sam and Noah Wyden died sick. Monica said that. Oh, Monica said something bad about Sam.
Hey,
that just made my whole night.
Did Epiphany say something? I think Epiphany said something last week about how much Aiden looks like Lucky. Wasn't there something like
Monica
that last week?
Monica said it.
Oh, Monica's getting in Liz's... Oh, wow. I didn't know they
and
had
And they were
yeah.
all like, oh, give me a break, Monica. You can notice that Aiden looks like Lucky.
Exactly.
You can't even see it in your own grandson.
Exactly. Oh, my God. How pathetic
exactly.
is that, writer?
Yeah,
that is the stupidest thing ever. If anything,
yeah.
Jake looks more like a Jason for sure. I can't even see Aiden in Lucky
Which
or
is
vice
I'm
versa.
I'm thinking that Liz's big storyline is going to have something to do with Aiden. And
Hello?
Lucky.
Damn it.
Hello?
Really? Hello?
Okay.
Hello, we're here.
Wrong.
Hello? I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Fuck.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. You are staying.
I thought you should name the show. Fuck.
Kelly, yes.
Kelly,
yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Hold on, people.
You.
Technical difficulty.
Oh my God. Oh, this is funny. Okay.
Did you watch the Oscars last night? Did anybody watch the Oscars?
Yeah. Oh, God. Did you like it?
I love Sandra Bullock, and I had to crack up. I know you guys are going to hate what she said, but when she was talking about Frank, you know, she was giving
I was laughing, too. I was laughing.
She said, you're the reason that mothers all around the country
yeah.
are getting up their kids late because they're watching you on General Hospital. I just thought she was so charming. I love Sandra Bullock.
I love her, too. I just thought James Franco he didn't do a very good job hosting that show.
Well, I thought it took a lot of balls, though. I mean, you know, Anne Hathaway and James Franco are not comedians.
I know.
So I was
Bridget can hear us, so I guess we're the host tonight right now. Hey there, people. Okay.
We can talk.
Yeah.
You want to? We can just go on about Dan and Blair all night. I could.
I know.
Talk about Dan and Blair.
But you know, did you like Kate Blanchett's dress? Did you like her dress on Kate Blanchett?
Loved it. But
did you like it?
People, I did. I love her hair. I love that.
Yeah.
God, I think she's gorgeous. I'm a huge Kate Blanchett fan too. She is somebody who takes fashion risks, and she's very high couture. And some people just don't get that. And she was wearing Givenchy, and Givenchy was Audrey's stylist for 40 years. So of course I'm going to have a special place in my heart for him and his couture house. Not that he's passed away, but I think he's passed away. Anyways, his house made that dress. So it was couture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
at first,
I don't know. Me and my niece were watching it last night, and as she walked on the stage, we're like, "Oh, my niece is like 27." She's like, "Oh, what a nice dress!" But then she's like, "Oh, never mind," because she's the close up. But then,
I mean,
the other
hated it. Yeah. I did. If it had been on anybody else, I probably would have said, "That's a damn ugly dress." But
yeah,
on her, it looks great.
Yeah.
On her, it looks great, and Sandra just looks stunning.
I
red.
Love her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you know what? I predicted everyone that won for
well,
the best actresses. I predicted they were going to win. I knew they were going to all win. Natalie Portman, I knew she was going to win. I knew Christian Bale was going to win. I was
spot on.
But
you know what? They deserved it. They did.
Melissa Leo. I see. She was on the show a long time ago with Josh Brolin. It was a Western show. I don't know if you remember. What was it called? Mm-hmm. I can't remember. With Josh Brolin was in it. Melissa Leo was in it. It was, I forgot. But that's where I first saw her from. And I haven't seen it. Is it really good?
Oh, it is an awesome movie. And, I mean, Christian Bale makes it. I mean, he is just.
He lost a lot of weight.
I Mark Wahlberg because he really didn't get recognized. And he's the one who fought to have that movie made. And so I kind of feel bad for
really?
Him. Yeah, he fought for a long time to get that movie made.
Oh,
and
wow.
I kind of feel bad for him because everybody
Me
else
too.
Got the recognition. But the two of them, Melissa Leo and Christian Bale, just gave knockout performances.
Did they play
very
over
the top? But
son and were they? Were she? What did she play the mother of the of,
mm-hmm.
the, of them? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Christian Bale was his brother, and he was the one who was always getting in trouble. And I guess he kind of got kind of a little bit infamous because he had knocked out Sugar Ray Leonard. And then the brother, Mark Wahlberg, who the story's about, is the main fire. But it's a very good movie. It's a very well-done movie.
Yeah, I want to see it. I really do. I mean, I love Christian Bale, even though he kind of from that he's kind of have a reputation for being a badass.
Oh yeah, he went off on the Terminator set. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've liked him ever since he was 10 years old when he was in.
I know, me too. Since he was in the Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie. Oh, you
but
can
you
watch
his tantrums are nothing compared to what Charlie Sheen's doing now. That man.
Oh
is
my
a
gosh! I
idiot.
Know. I was
what
sitting in the
eat.
I know, and then he kind of hurt his show too. They
oh,
stopped,
and those
poor
people, you know. I mean, it's a great show, and it's just what a jackass. And
you know, Charlie
now
Sheen. Okay, come on, Charlie Sheen.
$3 million an episode.
Oh my gosh, really?
Like, come on, you know.
It's not Charlie Sheen. Come on, it's not like you're back in the days when you're the Brat Pack days, or I don't know if he was in.
Well,
I don't think he was
that
the Brat
was his
Pack
brother.
Days.
That
but,
was
Emilio, oh yeah, that was his brother, but he was in some
but,
kind of back in the day. You know, I'm like,
oh yeah.
It's like, come on, you're how old and you're acting like that.
He's not on drugs, but he's.
Oh my gosh.
He's got problems.
This is so funny. She's trying to call back in.
Oh, she's doing well. I guess she got.
That's funny. I wonder how that happened. Oh my
you
gosh!
Need to call the show. Fuck, fuck, fuck. That was.
I know.
I'm sorry. That cracked me up. It's just the way she says things sometimes. You know,
I know. It's
the tone
funny.
Of her voice or the inflection or something. It's
yeah,
funny.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I'm on Tumblr here, and I'm just such. I'm telling you, I'm just on such a Dan and Blair high. It's not even funny.
I know.
I'm
well,
done.
It doesn't come
I
on here for it. Another. I don't know when it comes on here at 9 o'clock or whatever. So I have a while to watch it. But yeah, I saw the previews. It looked really good, and I think I could get on the Dan and Blair train at least for a little while. I guess. Yeah. I mean, if Dan seems like he can treat, you know, that's two opposites right there, you know, Dan and Blair.
Well, they are opposites, but they're also kind of alike.
Yeah.
Everybody says Dan is so judgmental and whatever. Well, you know, maybe he is, but at the same time, those people on the Upper East Side, they act like idiots sometimes, you know, so it's like, it's nice to see somebody kind of say, wait a minute, you guys, you know. But anyways, so.
So the Oscars, you remember how the Oscars used to be at like 8 o'clock at night and they used to go over for like till midnight or something, remember? It's like, I just, I miss Billy Crystal got on there, and I really loved Billy Crystal when he used to host the show. I missed Billy Crystal hosting it. Natalie Portman, have you seen that movie, The Black Swan?
Yeah, it's a very good movie.
Is it really good?
She did a very good job. I didn't want to go see it. I was kind of dragged to go see it.
Oh, you did?
And
okay.
So I went in with very low expectations, but no.
But it turned out to be good then?
It was very good.
I mean, I love her. I've loved her since she was a little girl, too. She was in that first movie she mentioned on the show, the Jean-Luc whatever movie, and I remember her in that.
I forgot what it was called. I know what you're talking about. I go back and forth with her. Sometimes I like her, sometimes I don't.
Remember how we were talking about the British shows? You know, when the actors that come from there, they have to go. I remember, what's his name from True Blood? He had an interview in England or something about the show, and they were asking him how he got into the... They have to do training. They can't just, like, here, you could go into acting, you could just go get an agent and go in. You have to do, like, some kind of training or whatever over there in England. That's why you hear all these...
Oh, you guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hi, Bridget.
Oh, my God.
No.
What's going on with you? What happened?
The truthful just crossed.
Did?
Your computer crashed?
Yeah, it just crashed. It wasn't there anymore.
Oh, wow.
How funny.
So, yeah.
We're like all laughing at you. Hello?
Thanks, people.
Yeah, especially when you're saying fuck.
Oh, I said that, did I? Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. It was weird. We were all talking, like, we were just having a conversation, and then you were gone. We're still having the conversation.
It was weird because the man would not let me, and goes, Block Talk is unavailable at this moment. And I'm like, Block Talk will get unavailable.
So you said Bridget is on here, too?
Yeah, Bridget, I brought you on. You here?
Yes.
Hi, Bridget. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. And you, Terry?
Doing okay. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, for the most part. Had a lousy week, but other than that, it's okay. Yeah.
You've had a lousy 2 weeks, okay?
Yeah, well, lousy 2 weeks, whatever. But anyway, you know, life goes on, I guess. So, Bridget, what do you think of all these rumors about, like, the Jake thing and stuff?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Because all there are rumors. And if they think they have to kill a little kid.
I know.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, they did that with BJ, and that was a great storyline. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Agenda written all over it.
Exactly.
I mean, now they're going to take away the last link to Jason and Elizabeth.
I know. That's going to be a real slap in the face to the Liz and Jason fans.
And if they think that they haven't seen us fight for Becky, they'll see a hell of a fight if that happens.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I think that's why they're being very quiet and cautious about what they're doing, because I don't think they want to see any more backlash.
No, they don't.
No.
There could be a complete backlash. So that's just telling us, we favor Jason and Sam, then we favor Liz and Jason or whatever, you know.
Yep.
Playing two sides.
I mean, if they have to do all that to solidify a couple that is not working, they have not worked.
They have not worked. I know.
Together.
And that's
they could be friends. or whatever, but they should have never, ever put them back together.
I know. Me
right.
too. I so agree with that. I mean, and there's no way in hell Jason would have ever. I know we rehashed this over again, but there's no way in hell Jason would have ever forgiven anybody.
I don't think
he would have forgiven Carly for something like that either.
No.
You know.
I'm bringing 702 on. 702, you're on mail with us.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Phew.
I am a huge All My Children fan. Is there anything wrong with that?
No.
Well, I watch it from time to time. Yeah.
And I've been watching Erica Kane, Susan Lucci, since I was probably 6 years old. My mom, of course, she would, you know, stay home with the kids, and we were kids, we used to watch it. And then my career now, I work late at night, so I get to watch more daytime television than nighttime. But my favorite part is Erica Kane has been for years, and I just love sitting down on my couch and beating off all over my self when she comes on TV, just pulling my cock and spewing jizz. It's just all over the place.
So I bet you are upset about the rumors about Susan Lucci leaving AMC when her contract's up. Oh, maybe you don't know about that. There's been rumors going around that Susan Lucci is probably going to be leaving when her contract is up.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I don't blame her. Hello?
You guys, he got off the air.
He was being gross.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said? He bringing on his cock and spewing juice all over the place? Is that what he said?
Seriously.
Is that what he said?
People.
I thought
that
was what he said, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why he hung up. He was being a dingbat.
You know what? I hate when people call in and do things like that.
I mean, if you're going to call in, be a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like,
grow
that's
up.
Like
Let's
when you're a little
on.
Kid. That's like when you're a little kid calling the operator and then hanging up or something. Or, you know, or going to the ring the doorbell and running away from the door. That's what I used to do. But, you know, I don't do that. I don't do that anymore. I'm I'd be stupid if I were to do that now. But, yeah, I used to do that. I used to call the operator. I was, like, told to. I was kind of, like, dared and... My friend would, like, call the operator and hang up. And it got to the point where they called back and said, you can't be doing this, you know, or whatever. So, yeah. yeah, so that's why when it's like they're playing radio tag or something, you know what I mean? Or, you know.
When we lived in Oregon, you could have, like, the... operator, well, you could call for the time or whatever, but then on our phone, we could call our phone number back, and we would say at our grandparents that lived on a farm, and we would get bored. And so we would call their number, hang the phone up, and my grandma would run.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that, too.
Yes, the phone.
You can dial your own phone number and hang up, and then it calls again. I used to do that, too.
I know, yeah. Try to hang up real quick, and then it calls you back.
Yeah, yes. And then somebody would answer, hello, and then you kind of run away. Because you know you're a bad girl or boy or something. Yeah.
Kind of hard to do that now since everybody has call waiting.
I know, huh?
Yeah,
that's true.
Caller ID
I know.
Nowadays, yeah.
You know,
an unavailable number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, huh? Unless you have an unavailable number. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of remember I got myself a ticket the other day driving, but like today I forgot. My Bluetooth is not charged. I have to charge it again. But I've been driving with it, but unfortunately today I didn't have it, and I was, like, on the phone to the records department to get my dad's records release, and I didn't realize I was on my phone. I put my phone down really quick on my lap and put the speaker on. Damn it, even if you get a ticket, you're so used to having your phone that you don't realize it's in your hand or something. I wonder if you could get a ticket if it's in your hand, but you have the Bluetooth in your ear and you're calling the dialing the number from your. I wonder if you. I don't know. I'm really going to go ask a cop, but you know what I mean. I wonder if you could get a ticket if it's in your hand.
Wait. You got the ticket that way?
I got the ticket, yeah, with the phone in my hand, in my ear. On my ear. I was talking to you, and I was coming out of work, and all of us, I was going to the post office, and I was talking to it in my ear, this big blue phone in my ear, and then I got a ticket right away, and I'm usually really good at spotting cops, but unfortunately, I wasn't aware this time.
I'm always looking when I'm on the highway. I'm always looking down those little things to make sure.
Yeah.
You go get them.
Yeah. And when I do see a cop, I put my phone down really quick. But unfortunately, it didn't work this time. So, and she's telling me, and she was telling me the other day, I could have gotten you out of it if I had been on the phone. I'm like, no, you couldn't have. Not unless you were sitting in the passenger side with me, maybe, you know. But it could have worked if my dad had been in the hospital that day.
Well, no, because I had a damn ticket. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's my accident. Maybe it's my accident ticket. We always joking with each other.
And it was, I got my tags I renewed. And I was like, I'm not speeding. I'm not making an illegal turn. And then it dawned on me that I was on the phone. So, and he's like, you know, it's illegal. I'm like, yes, I know. It was so funny. I have never gotten a ticket before in my whole life. It was not a nice feeling to get a ticket.
No, it never is.
It isn't. And then to top it off, to put the cherry on top of the sundae, there was a student at the school. Goes, hi, Miss Robinson. Or hi. And I'm like, okay, you know. You know, I'm like, okay.
Has he told anyone yet?
No, fortunately, I go to school now, and nobody's like, oh, so we heard you got a ticket or something, so the word hasn't gotten out yet, so, yeah. Hopefully it won't get out anytime soon, so. Hey, did you hear about that girl? It was on the news here, maybe it wasn't over where you guys at, but there was a girl that was on Facebook, she's disappeared, they're trying to find her, because the mother says that normally she wouldn't take her things, or she would take her things if she was going somewhere, but this time she didn't take anything. And now they're thinking that somebody on Facebook told her to meet her somewhere, and that's what happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And I'm sitting there thinking, you don't friend, well, they're kids, so they might have, I don't friend anybody that I don't know. You know what I mean? I only friend people that I do know, and maybe high school mates that I'm acquaintance with. But yeah, that's kind of scary, man. You know,
it is.
Gosh, the Facebook a kidnapper or something. I don't know. Next thing you know, you're gonna hear about that. Just like with what's that one website that there was somebody got killed from it, the Craigslist murder or something, wasn't there like a Craigslist murder or something? Oh my gosh. Yeah, crazy people in this world. There's a lot of people in tonight on the show in chat or on the
Well, that's good because one day we are not having a show because it's my grandma's birthday, and even though we are doing a big Sunday thing, but my mom and I and my dad are probably just going to take her out for dinner, you know, because she's going to be 84 on Wednesday, and today I reminded her of it, and she goes, no more birthdays, no more birthdays. And I looked at her, I'm like, Grandma, you don't want to be 60, I knew, Because that's the only way you cannot celebrate birthdays. She goes, oh, that's true.
How old is she
going
to be? How old is she going to be?
How old is she going to be? 84. 84,
wow.
84,
yeah.
Your grandma's the same age as my dad. You're she... What year was she born?
1927.
Okay, she's older than my dad. Okay, my dad was born in 28. Yeah.
Oh, maybe no, I'm going to be me. I'm like, we took you down. My grandma's together, but I'm just being me.
There was an old man, and I went into the room.
Oh, yeah,
one
night,
and there was this, he has dementia, but he was kind of flirting with me. He's like an 80-year-old man. He's like, I know you. You're Mary, right? You're my wife, right? I'm like, no, my name's Terry, and I'm visiting somebody else right now or whatever. He was trying to get up from his seat. And, you know, my heart goes out to the elderly people like that, you know. And then I saw him when my dad was being released. He was getting into that room my dad was in. And I go, hi, how are you? And everything. I was saying hi to him and all that. So, yeah.
But I mean, at least he's out of the hospital and you're never taking him now.
Yeah, I'm never taking him to that hospital ever again in my life. They don't know what the shit they're doing.
Yeah,
nobody's talking to
them.
They don't speak, and they don't speak, they don't speak very good English. They're all Filipinos, nurses there. There's like, was not one white person, one white nurse in there. And, you know, I should have went to nursing.
And that's not to say that Filipino nurses don't know what they're doing. They just
it's not to say that they don't know what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that they don't know what they're doing, but I'm just saying nobody talks to each other.
Right.
You know,
right.
They take different shifts, and they're like, oh, he's got bronchitis. I'm like, yeah, that's what he's, you know, I'm like, I was thinking that's what he's in for. You know, all they were doing was just taking his temperature and feeding him and whatever, and I don't even think they were and they were giving the breathing treatment and stuff, but they were taking care of his bronchitis. But I've heard a lot of people that I've talked to that live around here, they do not like the hospital. Somebody told me today that somebody had died there. Well, probably died from something else, but I don't know. I don't trust that hospital anymore. I don't trust them to take care of even my mom, who's an RN, retired RN, she said, oh, yeah, I don't like this hospital either. It's dirty, whatever. You know, my mom's the one that had to get information out of them. It's like, man. It's like that was the only hospital that's close by, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but when you're put in that situation and you're not even thinking, you're not, you know, and did they ask you what hospital, or did they not even ask you, the ambulance guys?
Yeah, well, they asked me. I probably could have told them Downey Regional. It's not that far from here. It's so much better. I think they take care of their patients a lot better than this one does and everything. Yeah, so I don't know.
Brenda, have you been getting snow up there?
Really? We got a little bit, but it's been melting.
Well, we got it last week on Wednesday, and it didn't leave until Friday. And then they were saying it was supposed to snow over the weekend. But it didn't snow that much over the weekend, but we are supposed to get, like, wind, like, a lot of wind and rain, and maybe snow might come the next week. But I'm thinking, I don't remember I don't remember it ever snowing here at most. So if there snows here at most, that would be on the record books.
Yeah, it's nice right now. We're supposed to have high winds, but hopefully it'll bypass us. I'm tired of snow. I'm ready for spring and summer.
Yeah, I think everyone is, you know, Because, Audrey, you guys got an, you guys got snow this year, right? I mean, not a lot of it, but some of it, some
we
snow.
We didn't get slammed like we did last year. I mean, we've only had a couple of days of snow, and it hasn't been that much. Last year was when we got slammed. We had three massive snowstorms, one in December, one in January, and one in February, 2 feet each time. So, and that's nothing compared to what they get out in the Midwest and up north and everything like that. But down here, it shuts everything down because we're not used to it. So I'm happy that we didn't have the winter like that this year. I'm very happy.
Yeah, we kind of did, but... We kind of did. Oh, by the way, if anyone wants to order my garlic butter and my spaghetti sauce, it will be going on sale very soon because
Well, for in that case, I'll have my carrot cake going on sale pretty soon, okay? So, yeah, I'll go get my carrot cake ready. Okay?
Oh, by the way, my garlic butter compound is really good, you guys. It's really, really garlicky and garlicky and whatever, but it's really good. And my spaghetti sauce, I think I can feel it. I mean, because
okay,
I'm not using my kidney.
Yeah, okay. In your dreams, okay?
Okay, fine. In your dreams. In your dreams that people will buy you carrot cake.
Okay. No, I've taken that cake to school plenty of times every semester. Everybody loves it. Even one of a classmate of mine said you should market this. And you have not gone out and done anything like that. So you can't, you know, from other people to see if it's really good or not. So at least I know I have a better chance. I'm kidding.
Hey, excuse me. I buy people. But no one wants to try it. Everyone's scared to try it. So, I mean.
Hello?
I'm not a big fan of carrot cakes.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, actually, no. You might be. I might be able to. You don't like carrot cake? Well,
I don't like carrot cake.
Really?
I don't like German chocolate cake either. Well,
really?
I'm not a big sweet person. You couldn't tell me.
Oh, that's probably why.
I'm not a real sweet person. I like chocolate chip cookies and I like brownies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And
sweet.
I like some kind of cake, but I'm not a
big To not have sweets in my life would be like not being able to breathe. Yeah.
I don't have a real sweet tooth. I never have.
And the funny thing
is
I always have a sweet tooth when I'm stressed. I always eat bad stuff
when I'm stressed. I eat when I'm bored.
You know?
I know.
That's the thing, because I've been stressed lately, and I think I've gained a little bit more weight than I usually do. Oh, my gosh. Some of my pants are not, I think they're getting a little bit snug. That's sad because I was a size 14 a long, long time ago, and now I lost a lot of weight. I went to the single digits, and now I'm worried that I should not have gotten rid of those. No, I'm kidding. I don't ever want to go to a size 14 ever again.
You won't.
Yeah.
You won't. Okay, so, no, we'll be back on Monday, by the way, because, So I can do my grandmother duty and be a good granddaughter.
Oh, man. Wonder what it would be. I wonder how you'd go about marketing something. I'm kidding.
I think you just
one carrot cake, though. For one carrot cake, you know, if you're going to do market things, you have to have a multiple of things to market, you know? It's just like one, I don't know. That's funny. I would never know how to go about doing it anyway, even if I wanted to.
Well, you can
say? You can
I could probably
like
go try
make
to
make them for different things. You know,
I
like
could probably try
thing.
To sell it outside. You know how they did the cookies for Girl Scouts. I could probably go outside the store and say, "Do you want to buy a carrot cake?" But you know how much it would cost to make a bunch of carrot cake, like a whole bunch. A lot of money for a carrot. It makes it taste because of all the ingredients. It costs up to like $30 to make like one from scratch.
Wow.
Might as well just go buy one at the store and pretend it's your own. I'm kidding, but it doesn't taste the same.
Wow.
Oh.
But no, my mom and dad love her carrot cake, by the way. My mom, you know, raves about it. And my dad said he can eat about 2 or 3 pizzas in one sitting.
What is this that in chat room? Somebody, what is this, all these numbers in chat room? I'm just looking at the chat right now.
I can't believe that guy said what he said. Oh my!
I know you didn't hear him. You were just. I don't think you heard him because you were just going, "Oh, so did you hear?" And everything. I heard a dog barking in the background. I thought maybe he was still on the phone. But yeah, he said. I wasn't sure if he said that or not, but then he did. I'm not crazy, right? He said that, right? He took his cock out and. I'm sorry.
The guy. Yeah. That's what I thought he said, but
That's what he said. I remember he did say that, and then when you said he hung up, and I'm like, well, it figures, because to say something like that, I wouldn't want to say on the phone if I said something inappropriate. On the air. I mean, we say inappropriate things, but like, you know, cussing, but you're talking about, you know, something that's a visual thing,
I still can't believe your ticket is as much as your tickets to be.
Well, the ticket actually only costs $20. It's because of all the court fees and stuff. They've actually upped a lot of tickets here. I mean, you're talking about, like, maybe going through a stoplight. It's probably, like, a $1,500 ticket now or something. Or one of something is, like, over $1,000 or whatever. I don't know which one is which, but, yeah. So, don't want to be going through any stop signs or going through any stoplights anytime soon.
Are you okay in the bad?
Are we? Oh, we're over.
Well, because remember we only said to make it an hour tonight because I don't know why we said that.
Well, because at the time I wasn't in the mood.
I stayed up to 4:30 in the morning and I woke up at like 7. I did not want to wake up at 7, but I woke up and. Seven.
Yeah, well, I went to bed. I fall asleep now. I can't stay awake anymore. I used to be able to stay up till like 6 or 4 or whatever on like the weekends and stuff.
Audrey, you will be back Monday, right?
I should be, I should be.
Terry?
What? Yes?
Terry?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
She hears you.
Hello.
I hear you. I'm on the air. I'm here. I am here. Hello. I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. Can somebody hear me?
Yeah,
I hear you.
Okay. Carly, can you hear us? Carly, can you hear us? Oh, my God. She's totally stuck now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Blog Talk is not her friend tonight.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay, fine. You guys cannot hear me. This is not funny. This is not funny.
Hello. We can hear.
We can hear you.
We can hear you. Yeah.
Hello, people. You know, people cannot hear me, but I just thought it would be funny.
What a dork.
Oh, God. So, oh, my God.
Sorry, you need to get out more.
Yeah. Bridget just said you need to get out more.
Oh, man.
Too funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Or get more sleep.
Hello?
Hello?
Or get more
Hello?
What, Bridget? Or get
huh?
more... Get more
she
what?
Can, she needs to either get a life or get more sleep.
Audrey?
Or get
yeah,
more Bridget. Sleep.
Oh, my God, I hear you guys.
Oh, hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
That was freaky as hell.
Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. How funny.
Yeah, that was funny for you guys, not funny for me.
Gosh.
Yeah, Brother, believe me, I would love to get more sleep. Really. I would love it. But, like, Brother and I, the wind was howling, and
yeah,
I'm thinking. Why can the wind howl, like, really quietly?
I know.
Like,
then it wouldn't be howling.
Like,
if I didn't have
I know that
it
wouldn't be howling.
Morning, I would
yeah.
be careful.
I mean, and you think, why can't the wind just be a little more nice?
Do you think that the people that win the Oscar now, do you think that they're because Marissa Tomei won an Oscar a long time ago, and she hasn't really been in anything,
who?
You know, Marissa Tomei, she won an Oscar.
I think the people that won the Oscar this year were already established. I think there's a difference when you win
true.
An Oscar when you already have a career and when you're just beginning. I think there is a difference. I mean,
I like what Colin first said. He goes, "My career is peaked now.
My career is peaked." Yeah, I mean, I think that they're established. I think it was the same last year. You know, at least in the actor and the actress categories. You know, Sandra and Jeff were already established. They were already making. You know, they already had a career.
Especially Jeff Bridges.
I think it's different. I think they're in a different place than Marissa Tomei was.
Yeah.
I mean, I think. Charlize Theron is one that kind of hasn't really done a lot since she won the Oscar. But there again, she was just really coming into her own and beginning.
Who was that?
Charlize Theron when she won the
Oscar.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Julia Roberts and Sandra Bullock were in a different place when they won
the Oscar. Yeah, I love Charlize Theron. You know, I haven't seen her in a lot of things lately.
She's been doing a lot of humanitarian work, though,
oh, really?
For her country.
Okay.
Yeah, because isn't she from Africa or something?
She's from South Africa.
She's from South Africa.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of humanitarian work.
And I know, and her story began. Her mother killed her father, but it was in self defense, and she told her daughter, "Just leave, just go live your life or whatever, go do what you need to do or whatever, and everything." And I think that's what I remember her saying in an interview. I like how she.
Went, her mother got off.
What her mother?
Right?
What? Yeah, her mother got off. I think.
Oh
yeah.
God.
And I also
think
it depends on the roles that they pick, you know? I mean, So it just depends. It can work either
way.
That
was
for
a good
you.
Performance, though, that she did when she did.
In
she
Monster.
Played Eileen
yeah.
Warm. Yeah. That was amazing. I mean, after the movie, after I saw the movie, they actually had a documentary while she was alive, the real person. They would the interview in jail and in prison. They did a documentary on her. And wow, she did an awesome job portraying her. I mean, it was like like looking at her kind of, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, the real person and everything and all that. So I had never even heard of her until that movie. I didn't even know there was a female serial killer that, well, I'm sure there are, but I, the first time I've ever heard of her and everything, so.
Kirk Douglas looks amazing for how old he is.
Oh, I know. How old is
I mean,
Douglas?
He is one sly devil, even in his
isn't he?
80.
He was so funny.
Oh,
I was like, Kirk, okay, come on, Kirk. Let's get to the winner, you know.
And
that
when
was
that
so
gal
funny.
Said fuck on national television, I about died laughing.
I know,
she was
listen
so
to
shocked.
Leo. Yeah. See, that's an actress right there. She's been acting for a long time, but she hasn't really been, done movies. So I bet she, her career's peaked, though. You know what I mean? Really. She's an Academy Award winner now for Best Supporting Actress.
Well, they can do character roles. I mean, there's a difference between being a character actor and being being a leading person. You know what I mean? It's very different. So I don't know that
she's
peaked.
Honestly, I was shocked that the Western got nominated anyway. I mean,
oh, you were Regret? Yeah.
Yes. It's a remake.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I wasn't impressed with it. And I'm a Western lover. I love Western. John Wayne was True Grit. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
Hello?
See, that's
hello,
what I'm worried
hello.
About
hello.
When they...
This
what, oh
phone
gosh,
kicked me off again.
Here we go again.
It hates me.
That's what... Okay. That's why I don't like them. Okay. That's why I don't like them remaking movies. I don't like when they do remakes.
Oh, I hate
they're gonna,
when they remake.
You know,
hello.
I hate when they remake movies. Like,
you know, like, they're going to remake movies.
Terry, can you hear me? Terry?
We can hear
hello?
You, Carly. Carly got kicked off again.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Terry, are you still on?
Hello. You know, Blog Talk really hates me.
Terry? Carly? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
You know what? I do not get Blog Talk. Terry? Audrey?
I'm here.
You guys, that is weird. You guys,
you?
That is weird. That is weird, Bridget.
I could hear you, and then I could hear Terry and Audrey, and then neither of them.
That is weird.
Terry can hear me, but I couldn't hear her or Audrey. I heard them laughing, and then it just went dead.
That is weird. By the way, the main daytime Emmy thing, like the official, will be out May 11th.
As long as Kelly Monaco does not get an official nomination, I will be happy.
Oh, I would. She does not deserve
it. Okay, are you serious?
No, she does not, and that is nothing but politics.
That is
I can
so
tell
wrong.
You. I mean, I can hear the meeting. I can hear Fran saying, "Y'all
Becky,
can't nominate Becky. You have to nominate Kelly."
Yeah, that's a crock of crap.
Okay, you guys, be quiet for a second. Kelly, oh crap! Kelly, oh crap! Okay. I'm on here, Ken. I can hear you guys. yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure that when, you know, but I was happy that, who was I? Oh, I was happy that Laura got nominated.
Well,
hello?
The thing is,
okay.
I would be interested to see her reel that she gets that they put on her if she does get nominated, because she hasn't done jack shit since Liaison were together.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you're talking about Kelly, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Laura. I'm like,
since. We had Liaison, and she was evil.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She is worthless. I'm sorry. She needs to go find something else because I'm tired of looking at her.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, I am.
I mean,
her,
seriously,
you know,
they
1 foot out the door. She's just waiting for somebody to pick her up. But, you know, I'm praying some show
pick
her up.
I mean, this is all she's got.
Yeah. And,
so
and
when is this
certainly not going to be treated like she is on anything else.
Yeah. What is this Hallmark Channel movie supposed to be coming on that she's supposedly been in?
May?
Oh, really? Well, sorry, but she's pointless. And if anybody, I mean, I hate to see people lose their jobs, but she's nothing on there. I mean, it's just waste.
Mhm. Oh, I totally agree.
And they put her as a ride and die chick, but she gets caught by the Balkan. She gets caught by this guy. Jason has to save her sorry ass, but she's a ride and die chick. I mean, come on, people. Let's.
Mhm. Exactly.
Looked at your own stuff, or are you idiots?
No, they're like. You know, it's plot-driven. It's not character-driven. It's
hello.
Plot.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Am I on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've been saying hello for the past 15 minutes. I was about to
I didn't hear you then. I didn't hear you then.
Oh, my God. I was in the process of talking about the Kelly thing, and nobody could hear me. I'm talking to myself.
Oh.
Crap. Just what I needed. Yeah, I know. I can't believe that Kelly, of all people, got nominated for fucking Emmy. What has she done to deserve an Emmy?
Like I said, I'd be curious to see what they show on her reel to be nominated for.
Getting Chinese food and stuff, or sitting on his lap, or whatever.
Or being jealous of Brenda. I mean,
yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Or trying to feign at the bar at Jake's. Oh, okay.
I have not seen her in anything Emmy worthy at all.
Or pretending to karate kick Ethan. That was the funniest flipping.
Wasn't
episode.
That?
Oh, I
you
mean,
know,
she can't
Jason,
even be true to a.
I know. So Jason Thompson. I was kind of glad that he got nominated, but I was really disappointed that Kimberly McCullough didn't get nominated.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
she should have gotten
lot.
Nominated, too. But there again, I think that was politics,
that was,
too, you know?
Yeah, that was like, she brought her egg. I haven't seen her act like that in a long time. Yeah, you know, and I think she should have deserved at least an Emmy nod for a grown-up. You know, all of her Emmys are like, that she's gotten are, you know,
because she, when she was really young, but she hasn't been nominated. She's been on the show. Has she since she's returned? Or no? I don't think so.
She hasn't been nominated since.
There was a little bit of a silence there. I'm
no,
like, oh,
no,
God,
no,
did
no,
I?
No, no, nominated
I
the
thought,
same
okay.
year, Steve.
Sorry.
We're nominated.
Huh?
Wasn't she nominated the same year Steve was nominated and when Steve won, like, back?
I don't remember.
No,
she
got a first Emmy in 86 or one of those years, and then she got
the
it
Port
in...
Charles.
Ninth-
yeah.
Are you talking about Kelly Monaco or Kimberly McCullough?
No, I'm talking about Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly,
yeah. It's been quite a while since she's
Kimberly
got
nominated in 86 and she won, and then she got nominated back in, when did Stone die? What year was that?
Oh.
96 or something? Like, I think she got one in 97 or one of those years or something. But Steve Burton got nominated and won in 98 for that time when, you know, Robin was leaving for Paris and stuff the first time, which was really great work for him. I had never seen Steve Burton in any scenes like that, and I had followed him from comedy shows and from General Hospital, from Days of Our Lives or something, and I didn't know he had that in him. You know what I mean? I didn't know that Steve did. And you know, the funny thing was, is I think that Maurice Bernard took him under his wing. So he really didn't need to go to a talent school. He had Maurice Bernard there to guide him. You know what I mean? So, and all that. I like how they do that. They take people under their wing and they help them out. I think he did that with Vanessa, okay, silent. Every time I talk, there's like a silent pause, and I'm thinking that nobody could hear me. So you.
Oh my God. Okay. So well, by the way, have you guys watched YNL lately? All I can say is Victor. I really hope Adam, and I mean not Adam. Victoria. Yeah. Victor. I mean.
Nicholas.
Nicholas.
And Abby.
And Abby win. I really want them to win so bad. Yeah,
well,
I mean.
Adam should have just stayed the hell out of it. Sharon's getting
exactly.
wrong. He needs to let her take care of her own business.
I mean,
we can get him out of jail. She can get her own shit together.
I haven't really been watching that show. I've kind of been fascinated with a lot of it.
I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Well, Victor, he turned into a flippin' psycho.
Yeah. He really had it. I loved it when,
he's with Diane because he saw Diane and Nicholas together. He's trying to stick it to Nicholas through that.
Yep, and I'm just thinking, I just want them to win because, I want Victor to go down for, being a bastard. I mean, everything he's done, he never got caught, he never had to pay. And I'm really liking the relationship between Abby and Victoria.
I just hope they don't screw Abby because, poor girl, all she wanted is respect and to get her money so she could do her own thing. And they kind of just bulldozed the poor girl. I mean, between Jack screwing her over to get what he wants. I mean, she doesn't know where to go.
Yeah, but I really
and
like
I hope
the
Victoria doesn't screw her because Victoria wants the Jabot or Beauty of Nature, so she wants that. Well, what is poor Abby? She's the one who started this thing.
Yep.
Kind of just trailblazed the poor.
I'm just liking the relationship between those two because I liked it when Victoria asked Abby to be, the godmother. And then they turn around and ask Jack and Nick to be godfather, though, and, like, laughing. Like, they did not want to be in the same room together that day, and you know, and just like, okay, this is good. I mean, I was laughing, and I wonder if Daniel is ever going to find out that.
I know. I was just going to say, do you think that if when Daniel finds out about it, do you think, when he already knows, but do you think when it becomes knowledge that it's Daniel's daughter, do you think he'll want to take the baby or to raise his own, or do you think he'll let them raise the baby?
I think he'll let him raise it because he is no way, shape, and form ready to be a dad.
Yeah, that's
he's
what I was thinking
point
too.
He's said he's not ready, but and he's got an attachment, which is only, you know, he is the dad.
Yeah,
I think he'll let Victoria and Billy raise it and maybe be able to be in its life.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm hoping.
Still be in its life without being dad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Many people do it.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, they do. I mean, you think that they would have done something like that for Jason in General Hospital? They could have had him at least be a part of his life.
Yeah.
You know, maybe just afar.
What the hell is Lucky telling Saban about Jake?
Oh, really? Was he doing that today?
Yeah, he told Saban that Jake is Jason's.
He did not.
Did you guys watch today's episode?
No.
It was all over RTN.
Lucky
told Saban that Jake was Jason's kid.
Oh, my
God.
And
I haven't watched it yet either, so I thought I didn't know if
Lucky.
Anybody else watched it.
Yeah, Lucky, that was not your secret to tell,
no.
Lucky. Not even to Saban. What if she... Oh, my God.
So I'm going to watch
okay.
what exactly he said. But, yeah, it was on RTN today.
Oh,
and they said
my God.
Why did was it on the Facebook page, too, maybe? I don't know.
I'm looking on the ABC message board to see if that was up, because sometimes
on RTN that Lucky told Saban that Jake was Jason's and not his. So maybe it's a plot point leading up to him finding out Aiden is
his. God, that would okay. Why the? I know why. I'm sure. I'm surprised the DeSantis fans are not on the ball with that comment that he made today. I should go find out.
Yeah, I didn't even read that on Twitter today. I'm surprised that that wasn't more of a.
Let me go on RTN and see what that is. Now I could go on RTN now. I haven't been on RTN in a while since Becky got fired.
Hardly anybody posts on there anymore.
I know. Yeah. Even when...
I think he tells her on the first part, because they were in the first segment on Cheyenne.
Actually, nobody's been on here. There's no spoilers on... Is there any spoilers on here? They've got the last they have is...
No, they well
oh, no,
they got
wait
a
few minute.
Coming up, but nothing like they
okay.
used to.
Okay, let's see. Oh well, hold on. Let me see. Maybe the last one here. Wow, and you said it was on Twitter. You heard people.
No, on RTN on the wishful thinking thread.
Oh, the wishful thinking thread. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where's the wishful thinking thread?
In the general hospital section, and it says wishful thinking.
Okay, let me see.
But I haven't got to see it yet to see what was said.
Yeah, wishful thinking, all right. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. And is it the main discussion area? Or is it in the, let's see. Here's the general hospital thread. Okay, let me see. Lucky.
That's pretty brazen of him to tell that girl.
That's pretty brazen, exactly. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it says, so why is Patches telling Irish that Jason is Zick's father? Interesting, indeed. I noticed that, too. I wonder what she'll do with this info.
Yeah.
I took it to mean that Lucky trusts Saban that much. I mean, I like Saban and Lucky. I'm probably in the minority, but I don't agree that he should have done it so soon.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
come on.
Well, he should never open his damn mouth anyway.
I know, that's
not
you only
truth
tell a
himself.
Secret like that if you've known somebody for a long time. I mean, he's only known this person for a short period of time. Why would you keep a very big secret until, you know, Mm-hmm. He should have just went and told. He should have told went and told Monica and Edward then or something. You know, I was gonna say
Jason
fucking Monica.
Jason doesn't even look concerned about Sam. He's talking to her, but he's not freaking out like he would Elizabeth. I'm sorry. This is pathetic. How he's not even that looking that affected.
Hello.
I'm here. Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
I mean, shit, he'd be freaking out if it was Elizabeth.
Yeah. I'm just reading. There's something here. It's March Madness on GH, and I'm reading some skimming through this. Is a little bit about Elizabeth. It seems that like Elizabeth storyline is about to get interesting after months of being on the back burner. Lucky's newfound happiness is short-lived when he gets news that will change his life forever. And it's not what you're thinking. Okay, well, then what could that be? If it's not what we're thinking about the baby. It says Sam finds herself on the other
side. Lucky now.
Sam finds herself on the other side of a familiar situation.
Yep.
What could that be? Of a familiar situation?
Maybe she's going to get dumped again.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Sorry,
oh,
Sam,
my God.
But you are expired.
Yeah. It says, Franco asked Jason if he has ever posed for a portrait. I can think of about two times, both
yep.
with Liz. Oh, yeah, huh?
The safe house with him and Jake.
Here's what somebody said about that Sam on the familiar situation. She goes to Elizabeth's house and sees Liaison on the floor.
There you go.
That's funny.
You know,
oh God, that'd be so awesome. Oh my God, that'd be so awesome, man.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, isn't it? Oh my God, that's the only thing I could think of too. I mean, what other similar situation could she be on? I mean, on the side of the familiar situation. Oh my gosh.
I mean, that is weird. The Dancing with the Stars thing came out, and they're not a single soap person on this time.
Okay, well, like, we need another soap star. I don't watch American Idol anymore. Does anybody watch American Idol still? I used to watch it when Simon was on.
I never watched it, but I hear they have a lot of good talent this year.
Oh, really? And there was a story, what's her name? Jennifer Lopez was crying because there was this one guy that was on. He kind of had a sob story. His fiance had brain damage or something, or has brain damage. And, you know, they had to let him go. He was in the top, but when they bring him in, you know, when they had to sit him down and say, you're like yes or no, you know, when they do that. I guess he got a no and everything, obviously, because Jennifer Lopez was crying so much because she really liked him. But I guess she kind of understood that he wasn't strong as a lot of other singers on that show that they picked for the top 24 or whatever, or top 12 or something, however it goes. I forgot, is it the top 24? Is it the top 24 that gets picked, huh? Carly, right? Is the top 24 that gets picked?
Yeah, the top 24. And then they go to 12. And then...
Oh, Bridget! Did you watch Fringe on Friday?
No, I didn't, but I'll have to get on the player.
You missed. That was a good one, Bridget. The ratings actually went up a little bit because
wow.
they liked the idea of young Peter.
It
was about young Peter and Olivia. And
Ooh.
Peter, when he was a young boy... wanted to be, he knew that that wasn't his mother and that was and they weren't his real father. There was something, he could sense that he didn't belong there, but they were saying, no, you were just sick in your memories, whatever, you just don't remember. And mm-hmm. He was trying to get back to the other reality where he got stolen from. He was even going to drown himself in the ice, but his mother his alternate mother brought him back, you know, and then he saw Olivia. And then he went to, she called Walter, and she brought him where Walter works, where he was doing the testing on the young kids. And then she kind of brought him to the place where Walter works at, and young Peter saw Olivia, you know, there and everything, and that's where they met. They met when they were young kids and everything, and it's kind of it's really good. You'll watch it when you see it. It's really good.
I just hope they get back together because
I
was devastated when that
fucking alternate Olivia's fucking pregnant with Peter's kid.
Ooh.
What the heck? And I think what they're gonna do is I have a feeling that the Walternet is gonna try to get him. Now he's gonna have to decide if he wants to stay with Olivia, his Olivia, and go back to the alternate Olivia. Now that she's pregnant, I think Walternet is gonna use that against him now. I think he's liking the idea that, you know, she's pregnant, because now it'll bring he thinks it'll bring Peter over to to where he, you know, got snatched from, but I don't think so, because Peter is in love with Olivia, his real Olivia, and he's got residual feelings towards the other one, but they weren't. He thought she was Olivia, though. You know, what do you think's gonna happen? Do you think that he's gonna like go over to the other universe, the other alternate universe?
I hope not.
Or what?
I hope not.
Oh,
he's better on this one.
Yes.
Is much better dad than the other
one. I think so too.
Awesome.
I think so too. Even when in the beginning you see Walter, when he's testing all the kids, you see him before he's, you know, was in the facility and everything, and he's still nice. And it's real. This show is really good, this episode. And Olivia, because she gets so angry when she's a kid, she gets angry, and she gets she somehow goes to the alternate universe when she's upset and angry and all that, and that's how she was able to transport to the other universe. And then his wife and him said that she's the key to bring him back to where, because he really misses. Yeah, in a minute. Yeah, I'm on the, Yeah, okay, I'll go with you. Gonna go now? Okay, just wait. Okay. And, sorry, we're gonna get an ice cream. Yeah, I think that because Olivia was the key to, because the mother wanted to, Elizabeth wanted, because she saw that Peter was really unhappy and wanted to go back, and she really wanted him to go back, and so Olivia's the key, but they'd have to sacrifice Olivia to do it, and I think at the end Walter realized he couldn't do that. He couldn't sacrifice, so that's why Peter stayed, I guess. So, but you'll like it. It's really good. But Peter and Olivia, the adult Peter and Olivia weren't in it, though. They're going to be in it next week. But they really casted them really well. The young Peter was so cute. It's a cutie pie. Okay, I just went on and on and on. Okay.
I'm trying to get where the spot where Lucky tells Saban that Jake's not his.
Oh, really?
He goes, there's a few things that you need to know about. They're talking about doing a green card marriage.
Oh, they are. Okay,
yes.
I better go because my sister wants to go get an ice cream. So I'm gonna get off now and
yeah, I need to get off.
You
anyway.
Can then call me when you get home.
Yeah, I'll call you later. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Night.
So, did you find her, Bridget?
I think she got off.
Was it go off too? Oh
yeah,
is this you or me? You know, I did not mean to block you at all, by the way. I was trying to fucking DM you and the fucking thing. I pressed the wrong thing and it blocked you.
Oh, I was wondering why you were refollowing me because I was like, what happened? So, yeah, so.
Yeah, and I left you a voicemail too.
Oh, did you? Oh, shoot. Yeah, look at the phone upstairs charging, and I don't hear it. So,
I'm like, I was mad at myself for like an hour, and I'm like, I send you a message, follow me again, and I'm like, oh, maybe she's not on her computer by now, and
No, I did. I followed you again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, and then Allie's going home tomorrow for the day, so that's why she's not on here tonight.
Oh, okay. And she's not having a show tomorrow?
So, no, she's going to have one next week.
Okay. She's doing it every other week. I can't remember if she was doing that. Well,
yeah, and I think that might work best for her because, you know, she was a little tired last week. And
Well, let me tell you what happened to me. That's why I didn't call in on Wednesday. Well, that and I had people over. But I was so tired from Tuesday night because I said, you know how I said, oh, I can only stay for a little while. Well, you know me, and I get to talking, and then the next thing I know, it's 12 o'clock. Well, I was restless that night, so I worked 12 hours Wednesday. I was exhausted, and I'm like, I've got to go to bed. So that's why I didn't call in on Wednesday. Y'all made me so tired.
I figured out Kevin's family. I thought maybe you had to go out of town.
No, everything's okay, but I was just like, oh, my God, I can't keep my eyes open. I stayed up for a little while because I didn't want to be rude, but I'm like, I've got to go to bed. So I finally got to sleep, and then I felt much better. Huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how I felt today. I felt like, at first I wasn't going to have a show because I was so tired. But then everyone treated me like, have a show, and I'm like, okay. And then, you know, so when we are going out for Wednesday night for the dinner, so I'm like, okay, I certainly have one at least once this week. And, you know,
I was surprised you had one on Friday, and if I wasn't working on Saturday, I would have called. See, that's the problem with my job. It's like, if I have to work 12 hours the next day, I just can't stay up real late. I have got to go to bed.
Because of the time difference,
it's hard for me to do that.
I know, and I totally forgot you were working this week. I'm like, wait, she worked, you know, and then I only got sick last weekend, but she's double. And
oh,
so it's like, so it's like, but everyone's been getting sick. It's like going around.
Yeah, well, it's that time of the year. I can't wait for spring. I have such spring fever.
You know what? I cannot wait for summer. I'm more into less have like 80-degree weather. I am so sick of freezing.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. So, have you and Kevin been doing anything fun, or?
No. same old. We live such a boring life. Because he works 5 days a week. I work 12 hours, 3 days a week. So it's, we're going to go out this week. This coming weekend is my weekend off. So we'll be going out doing some stuff that weekend, so.
And
we'll have a good
time. Well, I mean, it's tough when you guys both are working, like,
it is
not the same moment. And, you know, I'm full in the baby shower. The baby shower is like a month away. And, I'm like getting everything ready. And, you know, it's like, you know, I just want to get everything organized so it won't be like, last minute or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm addicted to garlic bread now.
You're addicted
to
what?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like I thought, let me be addicted, but no, I thought, okay, what if I make a compound bottle and put garlic in, like rosemary and thyme in it, and then just add some mozzarella over it? Okay, all I can say is,
yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, okay. Well, how does it
sound? So are you going to bed?
What is that?
Are you going to bed soon or what?
I'm going to stay up for a little while and then I'll go to bed,
I'm
off tomorrow. So.
I will be. Oh, okay. Call me if you get bored.
Okay.
The Yeah, call me tomorrow because I want to talk to you.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, okay. Get some sleep.
I will, and you too. You need some.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.